Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I'm excited to interview one of my friends today who has a very interesting business, or at least I think so, and certainly people have certainly found it interesting to find out what is heart-based entrepreneurial counseling coaching. So we're going to be talking with Catherine Yarborough here in just a moment. Before we jump into the show, I do remind people that the shows are recorded, so if you miss something, you can go back and listen again. And of course, I always encourage people to share the link to the show with friends, family, anyone that you think just might be interested in exactly what Catherine has to offer. It certainly is something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs certainly need to think about, certainly need to do for themselves and for others, certainly if they want to grow their business. So let's think about this. Catherine Yarborough is a coach. She does heart-based coaching for heart-based entrepreneurs, and she does most of her work online, if not all of her work these days. Since 2006, she has helped heart-based entrepreneurs use the law of attraction and relationship-focused marketing to easily attract clients. In the past, she was a dance movement therapist and an integrative breath worker, so she was very familiar with alternative and holistic healing modalities. In 2012, Catherine began working online. Since then, she has created several online courses and worked with clients from around the globe. You can find out more about Catherine at her website, flowingwithchange.com. And I know just recently I did a 21-day challenge of online networking, and there were definitely people from around the globe that Catherine has worked with who have, you know, signed on and really networked with the ladies who were, and the gentlemen, who had picked up that 21-day challenge. So let's bring Catherine on the air with us this morning. I guess it's afternoon. Good afternoon, Catherine. How are you today?
Hi, Anna. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing relatively well. I think we're having springtime in February here in Baltimore. It was almost 70 yesterday. It went down
wow.
to almost freezing last night, and it's 70 again today. I don't know what
so
Mother
weird.
Nature is doing, but it has been really a strange winter. The birds have actually come north, so we're hoping that means that we're not going to get any more heavy winter weather. We're hoping mm-hmm. that Mother Nature is giving us a good clue here. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we have some people who love to garden, and they're already outside trying to decide what to plant in their gardens. And it's like, it is still
yeah.
only February. Anything
yeah.
is still liable to happen. So, Catherine,
yep.
one of the things I was going to stick in there with your introduction, that you do all this stuff online because you moved from the Baltimore, Maryland area to sunny Florida. How are things down there?
Well, it's absolutely beautiful today. And but we've had some ups and downs. The temperature drops to like the 50s at night and then goes up to the 80s during the day. So we're in winter
it's
here.
It's been a roller coaster. A real roller coaster for winter time for sure. But even in Florida,
yeah.
I'm sure people think 50 feels really cold. We get 50
yeah.
here in February and people start saying, should they bring out the shorts, you know, and it's like,
exactly.
wait a minute, people,
exactly.
it's still 50. It's still 50. So let's jump into the show and let's talk about all this coaching that you do, because I think it's really interesting and kind of neat the way you do your, I don't want to call it mojo, but what you actually do in terms of convincing people that this is the right way to network and the right way to help grow their business. So tell people just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, First of all, Anna, I don't necessarily feel or think that I tell anybody about the right way. What I do when I work with my clients one-on-one is I help them find the way that's right for them. So whatever it is, yeah, so when people are growing a business, it is important to discover the best marketing approach. So let me just step back and say the big picture. To grow a heart-based business, people need to do or need three things, from my perspective. One is they need a service or product that a certain group of people will actually pay for. So, you know, a lot of times heart-based entrepreneurs get called into the work that they do, and they have this thing that they want to do, but they haven't really thought about the other side, which is the people out there who will actually pay for it. So sometimes when I work with my clients, what I'm helping them to do is translate what they do into some kind of package or program or approach that they can then say to people, this is what I'm helping you with, and it's something that people will actually, you know, pull out their checkbook or their credit card or their cash for because it's something they want. So that's one thing that people need. Some of my clients already have that. But if they don't, we have to work on that piece. The second thing that people need is the word is marketing. They need a way, one to three ways of letting their ideal clients know about what they do. And then there's this whole process of doing that, and there's lots of pieces to it. But that way has to be right for that particular person. And so it might include Facebook networking. That's the challenge you referred to in the beginning of the call, and it might be something else. And the third thing that heart-based entrepreneurs need to do is the inner work that has them clear their blocks and resistances and ultimately be magnetic to their ideal clients. And that also is unique to them because there's some general things that people deal with, and there's some general techniques, similar things that I do with all my clients or lots of my clients, but their actual issues and challenges are unique to them because we're all special. We're all at different places on the journey. So,
well, I think that certainly sounds simple, and yet it really isn't. It really can be extremely complicated, I think, because, again, so many entrepreneurs do not succeed because they don't understand exactly what it is that they do need to do.
That's true.
You need to have, like you said, you have to have a service or a product. So, okay, I want to go into business. What am I going to sell? Am I selling myself? You know, I want to be a public speaker. Do I have something to say that people are willing to pay to hear? Like you said, I can go around and I can talk. I have gone around and talked and talked and talked. Is it something that people are willing to pay to hear? And that's one of the pieces entrepreneurs forget.
I'm sorry, Anna, I'm interrupting you. Is this true?
That's okay.
Is this true about you that you really want to be a paid public speaker, or are you just making that up as an example?
No, I am a paid public speaker. I actually got paid to go to California. I got paid to fly out there, to stand there and speak, to stay in a hotel, to rent a car, and then to bring the train home. I had a wonderful trip, and yes, I got paid to do that. And I got paid to go to right outside of D.C., which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Baltimore, but they paid me to come down and stay 3 days in a really fancy hotel and to sit on stage with some important people and speak for an hour. I don't mind being paid to do that. You know, it's really a nice thing, but my example really was for people who think it's really easy to do that, and it certainly isn't. The trip to California actually was a side event from my book that I wrote in 2011. Now, that's mm-hmm. that was well, 5 years before this trip, and
wow.
that book is still paying off. I mean, it's just not something that you fall right into. I mean, I put the book out in 2011. Some authors immediately get invited, and in my case, one, because of health issues, but two, because cancer is not something that's easy to talk about. So it took a while to get into the right people, you know, let it be known that I am willing. Go ahead.
So it's interesting. It's interesting, Anna, that this is a great example, because what I'm hearing in your speaking, if you don't mind me responding to this,
go right ahead.
It's a, if I was your coach, which I'm not, but what I'm hearing is a kind of a desire to be a paid speaker. Of course, you have been paid. You've given two examples where you've been paid, and a kind of ambivalence about it. There's not 100% commitment. You are committed to being a paid speaker, and you're going to get gigs every month. You know what I mean? There's a real
right.
difference. And that's the part of the inner work I was talking about. You know how I said to be magnetic to your clients, whatever kind of client it is. In this case, it might be corporate or, you know, some groups that would pay you to come and speak. But the inner work includes getting to a place where we are 100% committed. And part of that's a journey. Sometimes what we have to do, or what an entrepreneur, a new heart-based entrepreneur needs to do, is test the waters. And, you know, you were talking about it took 5 years before an opportunity came. So, you know, whether that was partly, I'm sure there's the health issues that I know, you know, knowing you, you've been dealing with. And so it's hard in that situation to be 100% committed to anything. So I don't want you to take any of this personally. It's not. It's just an example. Because a lot of people deal with this, whatever it is. It's kids. It's, you know, I'm not making the money, so now I've got to go get a job. You know, so all the different things that come up that hold us back. And we have, and so it's challenging because we need to actually have the experience of doing what we think we want, whether it's speaking or working with clients or, you know, being a marketing person who sells online courses. We have to have the experience of it in order to get to a place of going, I really like doing this. I do really want 100% commit to it. And so that place in between is kind of interesting and tricky. Does that make sense?
It does, and that was the point that I'm trying to get to, because I know who you are and I know what you do, and I really want the people who are listening, who I've heard many times say, oh, that is so easy, anybody can do that. And for some people, maybe it turns out to be an easy thing. But I really think when you get down to the marketing piece, people don't understand marketing. What is advertising? What is marketing? What is networking? They all play a role as an entrepreneur. And it's all a necessary piece if you want to grow your business, in my opinion. And certainly it sounds like it's something on your list that is required for entrepreneurs to do to grow their business.
Correct. Yes, we have to have a way or ways to get our message out to our people so they know about us. But I've never heard anybody say that this is easy. I want to know who is saying that it's easy to grow a heart-based business.
Well, they're saying that, but on the other hand, they're also saying, oh, I can't afford a coach. Oh, I can't afford this. I can't afford that. Because your business isn't successful. It isn't growing. And at least in one lady's case, this is her third business. Well, if you keep making the same mistake over and over again, you're going to keep hopping into this bigger and better opportunity, this bigger and better business. And you're no farther along 5 years later than you were 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's
and
tricky.
Yet,
it's tricky. Because sometimes those experiences, just to be the devil's advocate on terms of what you're saying, sometimes those experiences help us go, well, that wasn't right for X reason, and this new situation, I think, is more right. But then, and what you're saying is also true, which is that if we don't change our, I believe, our consciousness, our inner way of thinking about what we're doing, our inner way of thinking about money, our inner everything from the inside, if we don't shift that, then we will keep repeating the same pattern and not shift. So something does need to shift. And sometimes people are looking at it from it's on the outside, and maybe it is. And I would say that usually there's also an inner component. If not the, the primary thing, it's an inner component that needs to shift. So.
Well, I agree with you because, one, I don't think they have identified why the first business wasn't successful or why their current business isn't growing. And until you identify the actual situation and agree to make change, because people hate change, nothing is going to change. What you keep doing over and over and over again, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten. And it's a real journey, really a tough situation for me when people say to me, well, how can you do this? And I gave you those two big examples of the end of 2016. One was October, one was November. I've been paid other times locally to speak to groups, smaller amounts. But, you know, when you consider the fact that after my cancer ended in 2010 and I published my first book, I also had some 5 months of bed rest for a stomach bleed. I had a knee replacement. I had hernia surgery. I had spinal cord repair. You know, I had some major things over the past 5 years before the metastatic breast cancer arrived. So considering my health issues, I've been very successful.
You're like one of those pop-up, you know, that I want to say those little dolls that are like sort of like they're filled with air, and you knock them down, and they pop back up.
they have the sand in the bottom, and you just knock them over, and they pop back up. Yep, that's me.
Yeah, you're
that
amazing.
That was the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
I've been called the Energizer Bunny. I just keep on ticking, keep on going.
You do, and that your attitude is like so amazing to have all that physical junk. I mean, life is challenging enough, but. Anyway,
that's one of the things I wanted to bring up was attitude. Talk about that in terms of not just the commitment, negative, I don't care, you know. How much does that play a role? Because I certainly tell people with my medical situation and people that I counsel in the cancer community, attitude is at least 50% of the battle, if not more.
Yeah, well, certainly for entrepreneurs, probably similar to anybody, any challenging situation. But since we're here to talk about entrepreneurs, we'll do that because that's what I'm more familiar with. If you know, it's so easy to get discouraged if you're not getting the results that you want. And so it is very important to have tools and techniques and ways of recognizing when you get discouraged and ways to shift back into what I would say is positivity, because we do have to take action in order to get the results that we want. So there's a few reasons why it matters. One is if we do feel discouraged, it is really hard to take action, you know, and then we go down into the spiral. You know, it's like, okay, well, that didn't work. Like this happened to me recently where I did a promotional thing and I did not get the results that I was expecting. I was like dumbfounded. I was like, really? Nobody signed up for this? And but within a week, within a few days, because I'm very quick these days, but it probably took me about a week to actually readjust and go, okay, so how am I going to approach all this now? But, you know, I didn't stay in the negative place. It was like, but I had to change how I was thinking about it all. So anyway, my point about that is if I had stayed in the negative place, you know, the weeks would pile on. I wouldn't create a new approach. I wouldn't, you know, take the next step. I wouldn't send out the next email. I wouldn't post on Facebook. I mean, I know what it's like to be in the negative place, and you don't get results if you don't take action. But the other reason why an attitude matters is as an entrepreneur, you have to be magnetic to your clients. And I believe in the law of attraction. So what we're sending out comes back to us. So if we're thinking and feeling, oh, I'm not going to attract clients this week, it's less likely that you're going to attract clients this week. If you're thinking and feeling and acting like a person who attracts clients this week, and you feel that positive, good feeling, that it will impact the vibration of everything you say, everything you do, everything you post on social media, and it will come back to you. So those are two main reasons why attitude matters. And I want to say one more thing about all of this related to everything that we've talked about so far, which is that being a heart-based entrepreneur, really any kind of entrepreneur in general, but definitely heart-based, it is a personal growth journey. Expect to do personal growth if you want to be successful. Expect to change, like you were talking about, we need to change. Expect to work on yourself if you're a heart-based entrepreneur, and expect to learn new skills, because unless you were like a child prodigy entrepreneur, you will need to change, learn, face demons, work through it, shift your attitude, all that stuff.
I have to agree that is certainly, I think, one of the things that holds entrepreneurs back. How many people say, oh, I'd love to go into business and I'd love to do XYZ? And maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your family member, maybe it's your best friend says, who the heck do you think you are that you're going to go into business?
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, who the heck do I think I am? I'm just this little kid from down the street. I can't, run this big business and be a radio show host and an author and a speaker and, all this stuff. Who do I think I am? And it really can hold people back. And it's a shame, because I think a lot of good things get lost because of that fear of success.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so people have external people who say that stuff, which is really hard when friends or family do that. And then, or we, even if the people outside of ourselves aren't saying it, a lot of times we're saying it to ourselves. And you're right. My big mission is to create a world where heart-based entrepreneurs thrive because of what you're talking about, because there's so much good that's possible. Heart-based entrepreneurs are called to do the work that they do, so there's something within them that wants to come forth I believe the universe is calling us forward to do it. So that means that it's needed, it's wanted, and heart-based entrepreneurs care about people. The work they do matters. And so if we shut ourselves down or feel shut down by people in our lives, then that work doesn't come forth. And it's a missing piece. And I think it's important now. On this planet, we need it. We need it. So.
Well, I agree that when the universe is calling, whether it's people saying God spoke to me, or I just had this feeling, or I had this dream, or whatever, when it comes, you really need to examine what it is and mm-hmm. then move forward, especially if it's something that I call feeds your soul. And that's what keeps you going. Even my doctor said when I came back from my big trip to California with my train ride and all that, he said, you're just glowing. And I said, you're daggone right I am. I am living with cancer. I'm not dying from it, but yeah, I am. But we're all dying every day. One day closer to when we're going to die. I am living with this disease. I am not letting it get me down. I am not going to sit home and be dead before I'm dead. It's just something that I sometimes can't convince cancer patients of, and it's sad. And I think that sometimes that same thing happens with entrepreneurs. You made a good point just a moment ago when you said about when you get discouraged or depressed and you just give up. mm-hmm. when you might be just around the corner from the right person that you get to meet, because you don't know who knows who and what door might open.
Mm-hmm.
You just sometimes need to meet that right person at the right time. And, you know,
exactly.
your business could just blossom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so true.
It is. It really is. Now, on this inner work, people sometimes shy away when you start talking about your inner thoughts, your inner whatever. What do you say to people when they say, I'm fine, I don't have any problem, I don't have any blocks?
Well, let me say this. Most probably those are not my clients, Anna. I'll just be really honest. People like that are not going to be called to work with me. So I don't have many of those conversations.
Oh,
and,
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we call to us the people who are right for us to be with, hang out with, help. Now, I will say that sometimes my clients who do get that they have blocks or resistances sometimes will lie to themselves and not go deep enough. But that's just because it's challenging sometimes to really look at that. I mean, I'll give myself, you know, I've been on this healing journey since my early 20s, and I'm in my mid-50s now. So I've done a lot of healing, clear, and, you know, transformational junk and deep stuff and powerful stuff. But on this journey, it's like sometimes with clearing blocks and resistances and doing the inner work and seeing what's in there, they're like layers. So I'll see one layer and it'll come up to the surface. I'll do some more work with people and with my business. It grows to the next level, and I'll be doing my block clearing. And then there's another layer I didn't even realize was there. And so it's a process. So if anybody thinks they don't have any blocks or resistances and they're not attracting clients, they're must be lying to themselves, or they have resistance to learning the information, which is still lying to themselves, you know. So anyway, if a person has all the business they want and all the clients they want, and they say they don't have any blocks or resistances, they probably don't. They don't need to do any of the other work. Things are good.
Well, hopefully they've either not had events in their life that they had to get over, which is always a nice thing, or, as
yeah.
you said, they're just not facing reality. But you also said another thing about learning. There are some people... And it's amazing to me when I say I am a lifelong learner. I am constantly learning. Every radio show I do, I learn something. Every speaking engagement, sometimes the audience certainly teaches me something, even though I'm there to teach them. It's an ongoing process, in my opinion, every day. And there are some people said, I've done all that school stuff. I'm not learning anything else. I'm done learning. And I tell them, I'm really sorry to hear that for them, because there's so much more out there that we may never learn everything, but it's amazing sometimes the things we do learn, and they might not be important today, but they might be important tomorrow, they might be important next week, and it's like, oh, gee, I remember meeting so-and-so, and, you know, maybe now would be a good time to reconnect with that person, and you just never know what you learn and when it'll become so important that you know it.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I agree. And I think that that's the capacity to be willing to learn is having mental flexibility. And it's actually really healthy. It's probably has served you well on your healing and your thriving on your journey, because it's easy to close the mind down, but if a person is willing to keep being open and learning, then, gosh, the sky's the limit.
So. Well, I certainly seem to think that it's certainly coming forward now with, in the medical community, trying to convince and encourage and even teach senior citizens to keep learning, to keep the brain
yep.
working,
right.
to avoid the Alzheimer's, to avoid the dementia, to avoid some of those other mental problems. Because if you don't use the brain, it stagnates. And who knows what all that causes. And I'm certainly not a doctor or a mental specialist, but when I see these different programs that are being developed for the seniors, I'm thinking, we need to talk to some people in their 30s, 40s, 50s that they need to do these things. And certainly with entrepreneurs, they need to keep learning because you don't know everything you need to know. And it's great if you can dig into your mind and say, wait a minute, I think I know somebody that can help me with this, or I know somebody who did this or that, and it helps you over some hurdle. To me, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is a big deal. And I think that one of the reasons why, I can speak for myself, at times in my life, I might have been less inclined to learn. I mean, as I said, I've been on this healing journey, and part of that's learning and opening. But for me, in the moments that I've been less inclined to learn or less open to hearing from people, it's because I'm protecting myself. It's, you know, it's a kind of a defensive thing, and it's more like a wall around me that probably goes around my mind and around to my heart. And, I mean, certainly sometimes I'm just not interested in whatever's being offered and that I could learn about. It's just not an interest. But I think more than that for myself, it's been like a protection thing. So I tend to be, I think, I tend to be more accepting. If it seems like someone's not open, my heart opens to compassion for people or a person if I'm talking to them and they seem not open. I go to compassion rather than, oh, I really would like you to be more open. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And there again, that is one of those tools that you have developed and you know when to pull it out and when to leave it alone. And
that's
true. The person really closed because of certain situations in their life and you don't want to open some doors that might cause other problems? Or is it just that they're being obstinate and know-it-all and whatever? And it's the truth. I mean, I have met some really strange characters in my past 40 years. I just wrote my newest book, My 40-Year Dance with Cancer. And as I was writing it and thinking about some different people that I've met along the way, some of them just want to make your hair stand up. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, can't believe I met somebody that bizarre, that whatever. And yet, you know, there are those who you open to and you bring out the compassion and you really can help make a difference. And then there are those that you bring the compassion out, and it's like talking to a brick wall, you know.
Well, so Anna, here's the difference from what you're saying and my experience. I will walk away. It sounds like you care and you want to help them see a different way. I just go, well, this person is at a stage in their development that I don't think anything that I say is going to make that much of a difference. So I'll just open my heart to compassion, send them some love, and walk away. And I'm like, totally okay. Of course, there's all kinds of nut jobs and crazy people and stubborn people and blocked off people, and you know, we're all like that, and how you respond to those people speaks to your desire to make a difference. And I appreciate that about you, Anna. I'm not like that. I'm like, whatever,
well,
y'all have your weird attitude, I'm walking away.
There is a difference too in whether you're doing this for their business. In my case, in most cases, it's a cancer patient that I'm trying to mentor to be an active participant in their medical, and that's totally different than trying to get them to move their business. I could probably walk away from somebody if it just was a matter of their lifestyle or their business, as opposed to, you know, if you're not participating. I shared a hospital room with a 37-year-old who just gave up, who said, you know, if they send me home from the hospital, I'm not taking this medicine. If I'm not sick enough to be here to be treated, I'm done. She went home, and within 6 months, she was dead. You know, and there's a difference between that and their business dying. But, again, it's one of the things that I want entrepreneurs to think about, because
I'm going to stop you for a second, Anna. There is a difference, and there isn't a difference. Okay? I mean, yes, life or death may seem more important than a business's life or death. But the truth is, that was her choice. And so, again, I would probably have the same attitude about her that I would about my business. I don't feel the need to save people's lives. Like, I just don't. It's like if a person has that attitude, I will then open my heart to compassion. I mean, that's my practice, is no matter what, you know, like that's okay. But you don't do that, and that's perfectly fine. It's a beautiful thing that you care the way that you do, and that that's what matters to you, that you want to help people shift how they think and how they approach life, especially with regard to having cancer. And that's how come you're called to do what you do. I'm okay if someone gets clear within them about their business that they don't care that much, that they'd let it die. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, get clear within yourself what you really want. For her, the description, what you're saying is she didn't want to do the work that it would take to actually change, to possibly find that inner motivation to live. Her choice was to die. Okay, I can honor that and respect that. But for you, there's something in you that goes, no, that's not right. And I go, wow, that's really cool. I mean, that you're called to be an advocate for life in the way that you are. And, you know, we're just all different.
Well, it's interesting because I've just completed a training program to be a trainer for chronic illness self-management. But it is one of the tools that we do have to accept, that some problem solving, you just have to accept that it's not solvable or fixable, whether it's the person's attitude or because their disease is too far advanced, and certainly me as a lay leader just can't fix it, you know. So you do have to have that moment or that line in the sand of when you say, I just can't go any farther, and you have to walk away. And it is a tool that we all need to have in life of what we can accept and what we can change. And that little prayer of knowing the difference of what we can change and what we can't, what we have to accept. And it's a big deal. Catherine, before we run out of time, what other kinds of things do you want people to know about you and your business?
Well, I just want to say to anybody who's listening, if you feel inspired to connect with me, there's a few ways you can do that. You can go to my website, which Anna told you is flowingwithchange.com, like flowing down the river, but flowingwithchange.com. So you can read about me there. You can see my coaching programs. I have a free biz quiz that you can download and take and, you know, see what areas are going well, what would be useful for you to work on. If you want to chat with me about it, message me, and I'm happy to set up a conversation, a complimentary consultation. So there's that. You can find me on Facebook. I'm active there. My Facebook page for Heart-Based Entrepreneurs is called Attracting Clients Easily with Catherine Yarbrough. And then I have a wonderful Facebook group for heart-based entrepreneurs. And I did the Facebook networking challenge in that. I'll be doing it again soon. And depending on when you're listening to this, it may be coming up soon. So you can message me and ask about that. I forget the URL for the challenge, but the group is just called Heart-Based Entrepreneurs, Heart-Based Entrepreneurs. And so I'm happy to hook you up with that. If you need help, just message me there and I'll help you find it. So I don't know if there's anything else that I want to say right now, but if anyone who's listening has a question about the three pieces to growing a business, I'll just summarize those again, if that's okay, Anna.
Do you have a place on your website for people to email you, contact you, they have questions?
Yes, there's under the About section.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you go to flowingwithchange.com, go to About, and then you can contact Catherine with your questions. Since we still have a few more minutes, let's talk about your heart-based website that we did the 21-day challenge on Facebook. How did you feel when so many people signed on to that? Wasn't that awesome?
Well, I was delighted. So the Heart-Based Entrepreneur group on Facebook was the home for the Facebook networking challenge. And the group had started to die, well, I would call it kind of die. That's what happens to some groups. So there wasn't much energy there. And so I put together the challenge to help people learn how to network in Facebook groups and to give that particular group some more life, because my ideal clients are heart-based entrepreneurs, and if they can network in groups, then it really supports, and on Facebook, then it really supports them. So I want that resource for my clients. So I was thrilled when so many people signed up and participated in the networking challenge, and which is why I'm going to do it again starting the end of March, and then I may do it like 3 times a year, maybe 4 times a year, and just because it's so useful for people. And we'll see what happens if I keep doing it. People may not be as active, or they may be more. I don't know. So, yeah, it was great.
Well, I found it interesting because I'm on Facebook pretty much every day, not always for very long. But with that challenge, I found myself in that group at least the first week for sometimes an hour or more, just reading all the posts and meeting the lady in France and meeting the lady here and there and then the different states. I'm hoping to take another train ride this year. My plan, actually, is to have a U.S. rail pass go from Baltimore across the north. I want to see North Dakota and Wyoming and Montana. Then I'm going south to Arizona and New Mexico, back to Florida, and back to Baltimore. So I'm going to do the entire lower 48 circle. And I'm meeting all these people on this Facebook page of yours. And it's like, wow, this was really great, Catherine. Not what I expected at all. That wasn't why I got on it, but that's what came out of it. You know, meeting an author in Colorado and meeting a gentleman in, I think he's in Seattle, and, you know, it just turned out to be a real joy of meeting all these people. Again, right time, right place. I mean, it just was amazing. And it was good to see how many people really stuck it out for the whole 21 days. The questions that you asked each day, it was I'm sure you spend a lot of time coming up with what questions to ask and what days were special days that you could post certain things. It really made you stop and think, but I was glad to see so many people were committed, and I was hoping that some of them would become some of your new clients, because I think they, at least the people that I interacted with, I've already interviewed 2 people from that group on the radio show. Yeah, one was in California and one was right here in Maryland. So, you know, it was an interesting experience that certainly for me, produced unexpected good things, and I was hoping that some of these people, go ahead.
I was going to say that I think that that's the thing about networking and Facebook groups. It is possible for people to have that experience and meet people around the globe and build relationships with them. So you're a testimonial to that. And so, you know, my whole thing is that, yes, the challenge is a great time for that to happen, but to really keep the networking going, people need to keep showing up in the group. Well, I mean, that's not my whole thing. My whole thing is that it's possible to network in groups, and I want people to learn how to do that so they can benefit from that whole experience. And so I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you had that experience because it's really cool to get to know people around the globe. So, yay.
I want some of the listeners to think about this and to certainly make contact and watch for your next challenge. If they don't think Facebook has paid off for them, they may not be doing it correctly or it's just not the right group for them. And then there are people who do join 15, 20 groups on Facebook, and I don't foresee, especially me, having enough time to visit all those different groups enough to build enough relationships to make it worth my while. Mm-hmm. I can certainly foresee people saying, this is a waste of time, you know, and giving up. And again, not doing the right work at the right time in the right way. And again, building relationships, having that commitment. It really became a commitment to be there every day and to read what other people were posting, even if it wasn't somebody that I knew or somebody that did something that I have no great desire to know that much more about. But the ones that I did find interesting and did build those relationships and did wind up friending them, and then, like I said, a couple of people that I've interviewed on the radio show to help their business, let people know who they are and what they do. It really was an interesting process that I would hope more people would take advantage of, because you have a lot to offer, Catherine, and certainly introduce you to them, that you do this heart-based entrepreneur coaching that I think is a lot different than a lot of other coaches who say you need to do this, 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 and this. If you don't do this, this, and this, you know, you're not going to succeed and whatever. To me, that doesn't work. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
And I think you've learned that. I think you have found the right connection. And like you said, the law of attraction, what you put out there is what you draw to yourself, and it pays off. Thank you so much for spending part of your lovely day with us. I'm glad to hear that the weather is really good down there. Do you have anything else? Go ahead.
Yeah, let me share the URL for the Facebook challenge because I found it. Okay, and then I have a webinar that will close my what I want to say with. So if you're interested in joining the next Facebook networking challenge, go to flowingwithchange.com/Facebook challenge. That's flowingwithchange.com/Facebook challenge. One word, no spaces. And it does start on March 30th. And then the other thing that I want to tell you about, just because we did talk about this, the inner work for attracting clients, I am doing a webinar next week. So if you're listening now, it's the end of the second week of March, or in 10 days, whatever, March 8th and 9th. And the URL is flowingwithchange.com/attract clients webinar. So again, it's flowingwithchange.com/attract clients webinar. And you're not going to find these links just on my website. So you need to, but you may find them on Facebook, at least that one for now. And that you'll learn a two-step process to be more magnetic to your ideal clients. It's a really useful process. You'll get to do it. You'll learn it and you'll get to do it during the webinar.
Now on your website, there are some other links that people can click on and learn some things and connect with you. And do you have some other programs on there that they can pay for that, or I guess it's
your
different packages? Go ahead.
I have the different coaching packages, which people, yes, absolutely. And so if folks want to work with me, they're great. And I have a 10-month package that's perfect for people who already have been doing their work. They feel confident, relatively confident about what they do, and they just want to attract more clients and they're feeling a little stuck. It's a great package for that. We go over, make sure your marketing is working or tweak your marketing or set up good marketing for you. You get a chance, folks get a chance to clear their blocks and really use the law of attraction, and it works for people who already are set up. But then if you're new, there's coaching, packages that you can come and start working with me and get that support. If you want to expand into working with people around the globe and use Facebook to attract clients, there's a 12-month package, so that's there. And then I also have some courses that are available. People can see that too. So there's lots of things people can do to connect and work with me.
That is fantastic. And I love being able to tell people that you are international, that you do have these global clients. And I have found it to be impressive to people. Two or three, I think it's three now, of my book covers were drawn by an artist in Scotland who actually came to Maryland in 2013 and did a 3-week tour with me. We put like 1,500 miles on my car, traveling to libraries and churches and different groups, not only to promote my books, but to promote who he is and what he does. And it was an awesome 3-week tour in June, July of 2013. I can't believe that we're coming up on 4 years already since he went back to Scotland and eventually met his wife and got married and all that good stuff. But it is wonderful to have international connections, and you don't know what kind of doors will open. I certainly, when I got to talking with him, I guess in January of 2013, asking him if he could illustrate a children's book for me. Never at that point in time did I think that he would come and spend 3 weeks with me and do all the stuff that we did. And one of his highlights is he had always wanted to stand on the steps in front of the Lincoln Memorial. So at 96 degrees in the heat, we went to Washington and he got to see the Lincoln Memorial and the White House and the nation's capital and all that good stuff. But we also did, like I said, he talked with a teenage group. He talked with a young adults group. He talked with several groups in libraries about art and using the talents that God gave you and all kinds of good stuff. I mean, it was just a wonderful connection. And so I really encourage entrepreneurs to think about that too. Is there a way to expand and have that international connection? Who knows? You might wind up on a plane going to another country to visit somebody to speak or do something. You just don't know. So we're going to run out of time. You know about Blog Talk, how the computer will tell us that we're going to shut down. So, Catherine, again, thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here on Blog Talk Radio. Take care. Thank you.
You are an inspiration. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. We have been talking with Catherine Yarbrough, who is a heart-based entrepreneur coach, and she has some wonderful things on her website. I strongly encourage that you go to her website, flowingwithchange.com. And she has a networking challenge coming up, flowingwithchange.com/faith challenge. And then on March 8th and 9th, she's going to do a webinar called Attract Clients Webinar. So you go to flowingwithchange.com/attract clients webinar. You'll learn a 2-step process that Catherine has certainly found to be successful for a lot of people. certainly remember to keep that positive attitude. Certainly look for ways to use the law of attraction to get clients, and certainly to grow your business and grow who you are and what you do. Thanks a lot for visiting Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, today's show has been recorded as we were going live on the air. Certainly feel free to go back to the link and listen to the show over again if you missed something. Certainly feel free to share the link with other friends and family, anyone that you feel needs to hear what was said today. Thanks a lot for being with us. Look forward to being back on the air next week. I believe next week is another author, and then after that is another small business. Thanks a lot for being with us. Take care and have a great day.